The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher. And this week, you know, I promised you a couple of weeks ago that I would take a look at the Storm King's Thunder release on the Roll20 system. It's the collaboration between Wizards of the Coast and Roll20 to get the Storm King's Thunder expansion, the new module that's coming out, in electronic form so that you can just set it up with your friends and go. It's got character sheets. It's got all the cool things. Life gets in the way. Isn't that what John Lennon said? Somebody said. I have not had a chance to look at it yet. I'm still behind a little bit on that. But Wizards of the Coast this week sent me, I don't know if you can hear this in audio form. Can you hear this? They sent me Storm King's Thunder. The whole new expansion campaign, an adventure for characters levels 1 through 10. Use it with that 5th edition, so you need the player's handbook, the monster manual, the dungeon master's guide. This has everything you need to tell this story. And there was a whole bunch of other cool stuff that they sent with it, because there is a new feature in this game called Rune Magic Items. And I got a new Rune Magic Item. It looks pretty cool. I've got a video. I shot an unboxing just with my cell phone. I haven't posted it yet, but I'll get to it in the next few days. But 256 pages of adventure. It's got everything that you need in it. It's got a really cool kind of, personally, I think it's got a Norse mythology kind of feel, because this whole thing is the giants have emerged from their strongholds and threatened civilization. I mean, you've got hill giants are stealing all the grain. You've got fire giants that are ganging up on small folk in the desert. You got frost giants having to pillage along the Sword Coast, and that's probably where I get the Norse feeling from. Even cloud giants are getting in on this into this fight. And there may be a guy called Zephyros involved in all of this somehow. You'll have to watch that video to find out. But I think you can go in and get it now. And of course, if you don't already have it, and you want to get this book and some of the other things that go with it, make sure you head over to majorspoilers.com. Do us a favor. You can help us out. And click on that Amazon link. And you can just order your Storm King's Thunder right now. It is available right now. You can get it. Hardcover. Shipped to your door. Everything that you need to get started. It looks so cool. I want to explore this a little further. And now that I have the physical copy, thanks Wizards of the Coast for sending it my way, I want to go through the book and then compare it with what Roll20 is doing and the content that you have there, because I think there'll be some interesting comparisons there. But cool. That's a cool book. Look for that unboxing video and some other stuff. Storm King's Thunder available right now. Go check it out. What I want to know is head over to the Major Spoilers website in the comment section. I know a lot of you are just listening to Critical Hit for the story and everything. Some of you haven't played in campaigns for years. But if you're doing this whole season-long thing that Wizards of the Coast has been rolling out, and if you've got the Storm King's Thunder and have played it, please use the comment section over at Major Spoilers and let me know what you think, because I'd love to share your thoughts with other people on an upcoming episode of the Major Spoilers podcast. Our show this week is being brought to you by Harrys.com. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you like most about Harrys? And it's like, man, there's so many different things to be happy about with Harrys. Is it the close shave? Is it the comfortable glide? Is it the five-blade razors that have the lubricating strip and the textured handle for more grip whenever it gets wet? Is it the flex hinge? I think it's all of it, but I really like right now. I'm really getting a kick out of the trimmer blade because it lets you get into those hard-to-reach places. So right now, in this iteration of the Harry's razors, I really like the trimmer blade. That's my nice favorite addition to that. And, you know, the thing with Harry's is that you have all of these big companies that put out new models. They have high prices. They raise prices. Harry's doesn't upcharge when you order with them. They're keeping prices exactly the same. It's just still $2 per blade compared to $4 that you can find at other drugstores or other places. And the reason why they can keep it low is because they have a factory in Germany where they make the blades, which means they can produce these high-quality razors for themselves and sell it online for half the price. I mean, I've used other blades, believe me. And I've used electric razors, which I hate electric razors. And every time someone says, oh, no, you need to try this electric razor, I go out and I spend a couple hundred bucks on a really cool electric razor, and then I hate it. I've used other blades, and all the time I'm getting nicks and cuts from them, not with Harry's. I like these Harry's blades. I know you'll like them too, and Harry's is so confident in the quality of the blades that they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up for a shave plan. All you have to do is pay for shipping. That's right, they have a new shave plan. And there's a special offer just for the fans of this show. When you go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, enter the code CRITICALHIT at checkout, claim your free trial set and your post-shave balm. That's the nice part. I like that, too. It really keeps your skin smooth. Head over to harrys.com and check out this shave plan. I think it's kind of a neat idea. And if you decide to sign up for it, make sure you enter the code CRITICALHIT at checkout to claim your free trial set and your post-shave balm. That's harrys.com/CRITICALHIT. I want to thank Harry's for sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And as always, thank you for circulating the pods, because that's how more people find out about this show. And thank you, everyone who uses the hashtag Critical Hit on the Twitter, and for everyone that does the Follow Friday, and for everyone who recommends Critical Hit anytime someone says, hey, I'm looking for a great D&D podcast. Thank you, everyone. Hey, we had a bit of a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Or at least a welcome surprise.
Which we desperately needed.
Yes. So, Rodrigo, take us back into the action where a special friend has appeared.
Right. So, last time...
On Critical Hit!
What did happen last time on Critical Hit?
Bang! Pow! Clank.
We almost all got killed by a tank.
Yes. That.
We didn't.
We did not.
Because...
I sent a sending to Lek.
And then the Queen's Rebellious Daughter showed up.
The things are looking up.
Go to black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll pick it up from there. The vault door opens and the Queen's Rebellious Daughter rolls in. She's holding a tuning fork type thing in her hand. And she moves to, basically she rolls into the room to a crouched position, looks over at you guys and says, what are you guys doing here? And then pushes the door close.
I thought you were here to rescue us.
What? No. I'm here to get that guy out.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Were you guys the ones who set off the alarm?
Probably.
Yep. Definitely.
Really, it was Kat's fault.
Were you the one responsible for the explosion up there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what brings you down here if you were already up there?
Well, I was trying to get away from their security, which was alerted once the alarm went off.
Oh. Okay.
I told you guys to stay out of it.
I thought that was more of a nudge-nudge, really wink-wink. Kind of thing.
What are you talking about?
You know, where you say it, but what you were really meaning was that you wanted us to get involved with this.
You know what? It happened a long time ago. You know what? I don't even remember.
Okay.
In any case, this is all your fault.
I'm sorry.
That's fair.
Okay. So how are we going to get out of here?
I made a winch.
Well, we were going to try to maybe blow up the tank that's out there because... Wait, how did you get onto this floor?
I came down a rung of stairs Then I snuck up behind a tank and I conked out the people that were operating it, which was easy because they couldn't turn it around. It's basically entirely wedged.
Mm.
All right. Well, then I think we should follow you back to where you came and we can continue trying to get up to where presumably Lek is.
Who still hasn't answered me.
We can't go up any farther. The 10th floor is foam.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
The 10th floor is foam.
Glow sticks and
ravers. Is it just the foam that holds everyone in place, or?
Yeah, that's one of the things it does.
All right. Well, we saw some ropes, some floors down. We could potentially shimmy up them. The only problem is they had tanks dangling from them.
We'd also have to get outside to do that.
Right. I say we go see what's in those other vaults.
Maybe.
Well, I've cut off anything coming up from the top. Is anything coming up from the bottom?
I mean, the elevator's disabled, and I wedged closed the stairs, so hopefully not.
We haven't seen anything in any case.
There were still the tanks, but...
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where they're heading. Presumably above the 10th floor.
There were no windows in the space outside the vault, were there?
No, just vaults. Okay, well, the way I see it, we either come back down, go back down the way you came, if you think that somehow nobody would have found the way you came up, or we try to go through one of these walls.
I like the walls play better.
Yeah, I don't think we can actually go back down the way we came.
And I don't really like the idea of trying to climb ropes that have tanks attached to them.
Okay. All right, so let's see. We have to figure out a way to go through this wall. I think this wall leads to the outside. I think. In any case, let's make something powerful enough that if it doesn't, then it'll just take down another set of walls. So that's one. Two, then we have to make something that can move us fast enough so that we're not just sitting ducks once we get outside of the building.
Hmm.
What else?
We need to figure out where Lek is actually at this point since he hasn't answered me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where he is. Also, I'm pretty sure if we... Like, we can't go any further up. Well, we could go one floor up. If he's still in the building and he's not answering you, that's probably because he's being monitored.
Makes sense. Okay, then. So we can't go up because the 10th floor is foam. We could try to go from the outside. Otherwise, people were being evacuated. So the question is if they moved Lek somewhere secure when the alarm went off, which would seem very reasonable. But I don't know where that would be.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about getting this guy out still?
Yes.
Since
that's what we all came here for.
Yeah, I know. And then... one of us screwed that up.
I look at Kit again with big eyes.
There is no way. They have too much ordnance outside, probably too much ordnance above these floors. Do you know what floor he's supposed to be in?
Supposed to 13. Be on 13.
Okay, we can't get to floor 13 without going outside of the building. The outside of the building is full of people with ranged electro-dynamo cannons.
Perfect. How did you get into the building?
I came in through the roof.
Okay. Is there still something waiting on the roof to extract you?
No.
Great.
How did you get on the roof? I had a friend drop me off.
Okay.
Do you have a way to bring this entire building down?
Of course I do. But it would probably take me a few days of walking around in here.
Then our idea was to try to get out through the sewers.
That's not a bad idea.
When you were doing reconnaissance, did you see anything involving... They've got these churning things in the moat to keep them flooded. Now, we've all taken precautions to have water breathing, and we actually even happen to have a magic item of water breathing that we can hand you, since we were previously intending that to be for Lek. The question is just turning off the devices so that we can actually get in.
Oh, so it's like... The water's like... being funneled or something?
Yeah, churned.
Okay. I took a very cursory look at their ground defenses, so I decided that the best way to do it would be from the top, then grab the guy, then try to walk out the front door when nobody was looking.
Okay. Well... then we could still try to maybe go down in the hopes that most of their forces are heading out or up at this point, since that's probably the best way to get into the sewers if we are giving up on the rescue.
So we'd have to go down the building and inside the building.
Unless we can figure out another way to get to the sewers.
She wants to bust out a wall, climb up to the top of the building. Right?
Yeah, is someone going to come pick us up from the top?
No. What I want to do is bust through the wall and then rocket out of it.
How would you avoid getting shot by tanks?
Well, you have to be faster than the tanks that are shooting at you.
Do you have rockets for all of us?
They do. And she, like, points at the walls full of junk.
All right.
Although more than likely, we can probably build one rocket for all of us.
I was going to.
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. I saw it.
All right. One rocket.
But we all have to be on the same page here. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to try and continue the rescue mission, then I can't help there. This is as far as I'm concerned, this is dead. This is something that we need to try later. So we would be parting ways here. If you guys want out, then I'm all for it.
So let me ask you this. Has the rest of your group, do they understand the situation and the threat that this group possesses? To all of the other planes.
Yes.
And are they prepared to handle that?
Yeah. I'm here.
And do you plan on trying again once we get out of here?
Well, yeah. Something has to be done.
How?
How what?
How? Would you try again?
Figure out where this guy is being kept, get him out of there. Possibly just sabotage the plan in some other way. I mean, the thing about complex plans is they have a lot of sprockets, and sprockets can be jammed and pulled out. As you guys have no doubt noticed.
I am loath to abandon all the work we've done so far, but we're just not in any shape to take the rest of this tower. If what you're saying is already accurate, we can't really handle another fight today. So I'm for this whole rocket plan.
All right.
Well, if we're going to leave, I think we should try to do as much damage to this place before or after or as we are leaving.
I could not agree more.
Well, we can try to increase the payload to go through a load-bearing wall, but then that's a load-bearing wall we'd be going through.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just start calculating, and then we'll see what we can do. How about that?
Okay.
Sounds good.
If we leave without Leck, I don't know that there's going to be a chance for us to actually get him at this point.
I don't believe we're going to be able to get through the security again. I mean, we barely got through this time, and they're clearly going to up the security based on this incursion.
Well, what did you guys deal with? Also, what's that thing sticking out of your head?
Some kind of mind control device.
Mm-hmm. Part of the security.
All right. So now you guys know all that stuff. Security systems take a while. People take training. They're not going to completely change their security systems. If you hit them faster than they can recover, you can actually get in again. Yeah, they're going to be expecting you, but they're going to be hurting. They're going to be concerned. They're going to be weird. And chances are, they're actually going to try to move this guy. Because if you guys got all the way in here, then their super safe big rectangle isn't actually as good as they thought, right?
Agreed. We can try to gather intel on where they're moving him and hit the transport.
That's right.
That'll be a lot easier than taking the archive.
See? You guys were just executing part one of the plan.
All right.
Mm. I still want to see what's in those other vaults.
Well, maybe you'll get your chance someday, but I'm pretty sure that I hear some sort of ignition rotation device outside, so we probably don't have a lot of time to do this.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Randus, do you need some help?
Yeah, probably going to need everyone pitching in here.
Let's make sure there's a winch on this thing.
Okay. Oh, for
I've got all that right. Part covered.
Yes. So much already done.
Oh, no.
Okay. So everybody gets to work, at which point you guys hear a loud whining noise. Coming from the outside, a mechanical whine.
Other than right, that between.
And yep, and then you can start to see a section of the vault door begin to turn first red, then white, as though if it were heating up rapidly. Uh-huh. We're gonna go ahead and call this a skill challenge. The goal of the skill challenge is to build a rocket and rocket out of here, and also prevent the coil operatives on the other side of the vault door from getting inside and killing everybody. Who wants to drive?
I think it should be Randus.
I think it should be Randus.
Yeah. Yep. Mr. Nothing definitely drives.
He's okay. Building the rocket.
Yep.
So in a Arcana or a Thievery check, you guys can essentially ignore a failure. And that's what having the Queen's Rebellious Daughter around gets you. That said, those of you that took a hit during the last skills challenge are actually going in with a -3 to your first rolls.
Rolls? Multiple? Yep. Plural?
I mean, basically, your roll, your first roll, and okay. Ket's first
Ket's
roll.
Ket's first roll.
Yep. Okay. Dr. Fancy?
24.
Okay. Mr. Nothing?
15.
All right. Little Sparkle?
26.
Wow.
Pretty low.
Yep. Agent 222.
33.
And Sakaar.
Likewise, 33.
Okay. Who between Old Snake and Agent 222 wants to go first? Do either of you have a thing you want to do?
I say let Sakaar go first, because then that way there's a buffer between me and Randus.
Good call.
Sound like a good plan.
Well, yeah. I'm way at the bottom.
Way to work
yeah,
the system.
But, yeah. If I was first, I would be right after you.
Good call.
And the odds of me doing Arcana or Thievery are not particularly high.
Right. Okay, so it is to basically people are gathering parts and a door is being superheated, and it is to Old Snake.
Old Snake has never seen the Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But had he ever seen the Blues Brothers? That is what he is going to do. He's going to attempt to find something large enough to add a little bit of blockage between the door and the group that will not be something that Randus needs for his building.
Okay.
And use his strength to muscle that sucker over there.
All right. Give me an athletics check.
Is that athletics or is that... I guess it is athletics.
Yeah, that would be athletics. To, I'm thinking to lift of the other thing. Yep.
Yeah. No, you're right. I was thinking strength, and I'm like, wait, what? And
yeah, that ties into athletics.
My brain hurts. Get up!
it's okay. You rolled a D2. What?
Yeah, okay. That wasn't a D20.
So. You rolled two D. You flipped two coins.
And I got it's a success.
On both.
Success.
Yep.
So those are critical. I think it's crit. Definitely a crit. Let's try that once. All right. 8 roll 20. Have I mentioned that?
Did you add the negative 3 into that?
33.
Also, I think you just rolled 1 d20.
You did.
You did.
So it's a 17, so it's pretty
good. Yeah, it's okay. Good. That's a success.
33.
Yeah, so Old Snake finds a big round piece of metal that is like held together by some wire and has like a big kind of a central chunk of metal like suspended, and he just like rolls it in front of the vault door and like leans it up against it. Agent 222.
Well, I was going to basically do the same thing, but with one of those giant 10-foot diameter capacitors. Mm. But I was going to use Arcana and use Thunder Wave to push it and roll it into the doorway.
You can do that.
Okay, then I will. For a 32.
Okay, 32 succeeds. So, yeah, as I was saying, Old Snake rolls this big piece of metal on the way, and then there's a crack-a-doom, and essentially this other chunk just, like, flies at roughly where he's standing and wedges itself onto it. We'll call that good for barricades for now.
All right.
Little Sparkle.
Then Sparkle's going to kind of like get up to the door and try to throw her voice using Kenku mimicry to basically create sounds that are distracting to the guys on the other side. Like, you know, the noises of their whatever they're using to move the door breaking, or people coming from down the hall to like call them off or things like that.
That is.
Stop that.
Yeah, that. I like that, but that, I don't think that's applicable in this situation. There's just like too much door and also stuff barring the door.
Fair enough. Then can I potentially make a, you know, since even though I can't help with the barricade, basically like a thievery check to grab random stuff that's in the storage thing and try to like toss things through the door that like might be kind of be like caltropsy to make it harder for these guys to get footing and keep jamming?
Sure.
Cool. That's a 41 thievery check.
41's a success. Dr. Fancy.
Am I allowed to use and assist another action for Randus?
No.
Okay.
Nice try.
I would allow you to hold your turn until after he goes.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
All right. I think, yeah, largely I'm going to be working up basically ignition system for several different things here. Think I might try to do a two-stage explosion, one to get us a path out, another one to try to structurally hinder this whole structure. And in addition to the ignition system of the rocket too. So,
okay.
Boom, rocket, other boom. And arcaning it up to figure that out and wire it up with a 38.
Wow. Yeah, 38's a success.
All right.
All right. So Randaz begins working on that. The Queen's Rebellious Daughter is also pulling parts and putting stuff together. And it is to Dr. Fancy.
Can I use insight to figure out what Randaz is needing so I can just collect it for him since the door situation seems to be handled?
Yep.
Cool. That'll be a 40.
Huh? That's not bad.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, so Randaz does a lot of, like, hand me the, pass me the, and, like, Kit's just right there, like, giving him things. Yep. And whatever he can't identify, Guy can identify. Mm. All right, top of the round. Back to Old Snake.
Mm. Using my previous knowledge of Randaz designs, I'm going to use my perception to notice that he put the anterior Framistat coil in upside down and point out to him that it needs to be inverted.
Okay.
Presuming that I know what that is.
Too late to take it out now. We're just going to reverse the polarities and hope it works out.
Yep. You definitely don't, but go ahead and roll it.
Never invert the Framistats.
Hang on, let me make sure that that's the correct check, because that may not be the correct check. Monkey, that is the correct check. That is a failure.
We do have action points.
Mm.
I would, yeah, you could probably let it fly.
I think at this point I'm just going to let it slide.
Okay. So yeah, Sakaar looks over and sees that Randaz might be basically getting some electrified thing into some other thing that might zap him if he's not careful. At which point, a white glowing drill just like comes right out of the door, like right by his face. Which will take us to Agent 222.
Does the Queen's Rebellious Daughter, do we need to plant charges on the wall?
That seems to be largely what Randaz is doing. She's mostly working on the actual chassis.
Ah, okay. Are there shelves of equipment then?
Yeah.
High shelves, really high shelves?
Sure.
Okay. I would like to use my acrobatics to flip quickly up onto the shelves and toss needed parts down to people.
Okay.
22.
22 is not going to make it.
Reroll it.
I get to reroll it. No.
Yay.
Yeah. You can roll twice, technically.
All right.
Also, are you rolling acrobatics?
Yeah. I was rolling acrobatics, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you do get two dice, remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 20. 30, what is that, 36?
Six.
Okay. Yep, 36 is a success. Basically both Randaz and the Queen's Rebellious Daughter start calling for parts, and Aurum hops and skips and flips over to the highest shelves and starts dropping stuff down. They mostly catch them. All right. You guys are doing well. Little sparkle.
Considering that the Queen's Rebellious Daughter mentioned that everyone needed to be on the same page here, Sparkle's going to try to be a kind of project manager and make sure that she and Randaz aren't, like, building the same thing, and that, you know, Aurum isn't, like, getting a part that one of them already found. I'm trying to maybe make a diplomacy check here to coordinate efforts.
Yeah, that works.
And I have a 30.
30 is not going to do it.
Roll that all again.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Empathic read.
Dr. Fancy, that is a 34.
34 will do it.
Yay.
So Yeah, Little Sparkle is kind of controlling the flow. There is one moment where she goes, like, she, as Orym is like rushing by bringing something, she like takes it out of his hands and goes to put it on a shelf, like they already have that, and then Ket catches that and just like takes it from her hands and like hands it to them. So everybody's kind of working together to keep the nerds supplied. And that's gonna take us to Mr. Nothing.
Okay.
I thought Ket was trying to avoid that in the last.
Yeah, well.
It's okay. He can fail once.
That's true.
True.
Use your magics.
I already used my magics last time. So I'm trying to think. Could I? I mean, the charge is already pretty much placed, so. Dungeoneering, I don't know. Well.
Do you have a reasonable thievery? Because there's also a floating reroll on that.
Oh, that's true, too.
Not a reroll, a non-failure.
A non-failure, sure.
Yeah, thievery to warm up and start the ignition.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not fantastic, but we'll see how this goes.
It's a non-failure.
Yep.
Ugh.
Should I let it fly, or I do got an action point?
Your call on this one.
I mean, you have to roll pretty high to actually succeed with a 14 mod.
Yes.
Considering that a 30 fails, so I would probably just take the non-failure and pass it along to Ket.
Next.
Okay, so Randus starts everything and then goes to put in a rod, and without looking up, she's like messing with something else, and she says, "Is that tungsten?"
"Yes."
"What are you thinking?" And then, yeah, it just like, "Oh, yep, nope, definitely shouldn't do that," and you go find a different material.
Right. Okay.
And it is to Dr. Fancy.
So my initial plan was, since Randus wasn't able to get it lit mechanically, I was just going to magic it into boom.
Okay.
Can I still roll with that?
Oh, sure.
Magic it into boom.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, once Randus gets the thing set up in place, since it's not igniting, I'm going to conjure a little flame in there.
Shove an imp in there.
No, I'm not going to shove an imp in there. I'm going to shove part of it in Ugar's soul. Because we also still have the hanging failure on Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be a 37.
Nice.
All right. That'll get you through.
Hooray.
And with that, we'll go ahead and say that. Since Ket gets the final slam dunk, he can, you know, he sees that they're kind of having some trouble igniting the main charge. And he just blasts some pyro into it and it starts, at which point he can also just real quick with his whip flick it over and essentially grab Sakaar's belt and like give him a good solid yank away from the door that he's trying to keep from collapsing as it basically collapses. Coil guys begin pouring in. As you guys all kind of converge on this thing, which is not so much a rocket as a, let's say, one of those semicircular long things that basically you're all going to be straddling with a rocket attached to it. Basically you guys all have to like load up with like sitting on like between each other's legs.
Like a toboggan?
Yeah, pretty much. so you guys can all load into that. As you do, the QRD passes out these little discs and says, here, you're not going to be able to stay attached to this unless you wear this.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Okay. Everybody hops on?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hop on. Blow the first charge. There's just like a huge explosion. And yeah, you guys can see the outside. Anything anybody wants to shout before Randus kicks it into gear?
Can I light things on fire as we exit?
Sure.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
We send gouts of fire in both directions behind us.
Okay. So metal.
Full Sparkle will shout at the coming coil. The Free Enterprise will be back to finish this job.
All right.
And
go ahead.
She'll throw some like explosive of Randus's for good measure.
Okay. All right. Randus kicks it into gear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys like immediately just shoot right out of the building. You fly for a couple seconds before a big glowing projectile connects with the arc and just blows it up out of the air.
Okay.
So let's talk about your new character.
They were never heard from again. All right, everybody. I think we're going to have to end the show there. Thank you for being a part of 5 years of this stuff.
Next time I get to be the magic guy.
Podcast at majorspoilers.com. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. Although, you know, we've got other shows that need your support, not just this one. Apparently, it's over now.
Join us next week for a mailbag.
We'll have a show wrap up next week. But until then, let's hope that that your dice rolls are better than ours.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment LLC.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.